Every one of us has a unique story to share. By sharing these stories, at times we can inspire and also help others feel like they're not alone. Finding similarities through sharing of our life's journey, that's the foundation of building a community. That's what our podcast is about. Welcome to In Our Community, Season 3. Episode with Coach Michelle across from me. We're getting back into the groove of doing a podcast.
Hi guys.
Season 3. How are you feeling?
Good.
Good. Today's topic is self-worth and self-confidence. We can really take this in any direction that we want, but the thing that I was thinking about as I was thinking about this topic today is the idea of self-worth. You know, like, I don't think until this hospitalization happened, I realized, what do I mean to the community? Or like, is what I'm doing really worth all the effort I'm putting in? And is it being received? Because I'm typically not focused on that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not something that I consciously make a decision to focus on or think about all the time. But I was at a place where, before the whole thing happened, I gave so much because I feel like that was the only thing that I had to offer.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So my self-worth to me was only as much as I can give. And it wasn't necessarily like what I brought to the table or what I did for the, you know, what I meant to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It was based only off of what I could give. So in turn, the way I looked at it was like, even if I was gone, per se, somebody else will step in and give and it'll be the same.
I don't agree with that, but okay.
Yeah. So that's that's how I used to view myself. And it comes from a long past trauma and, you know, history of what I've gone through in the childhood that kind of made me think that way. I think a lot of times our past really dictates how we feel, mm-hmm. and how we view ourselves.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the areas where I've always struggled with. And still to this day, I wrestle with it. But the moment that I woke up and Corey was sharing with me of the prayer circle that happened and all the GoFundMe and the meal train stuff that was set up for us, I was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't expect it at all.
Right.
You know? Well, number one, I didn't know what was going on.
You didn't even know what was happening.
And
yet.
So then when I started hearing about it, I'm like, why? What do you mean? Why is there so much support? I don't understand. And she kept saying, like, you're not even seeing the whole picture of how much support there is in the community for you.
Right. That's what makes it unique, what you do, because you don't, that's not why you do it. And you don't see that.
No. It's good in a sense that it keeps me humbled.
Right.
Right? Like, I always want to give. How can I help the community? Mm-hmm. How can I, you know, help these kids that I have the privilege to work with? It's all about perspective.
Right.
And how we choose to view things, right? Like, that's one of the things that I've really come to understand is, depending on how you decide to look at a situation, the way you think about that thing changes drastically.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the world today, we need more of that mindset of, hey, let's care for others. I understand the attitude behind, like, hey, you're important, I'm important, blah, blah, blah. Like, that aspect of, like, self-confidence and self-worth in that regards. But I think, from my perspective, when we are able to project and put others first, we realize we can do so much if we just work together and focus on other people. So if everybody had the mindset of, I have something to bring to the table to be able to help others.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why I'm going to do it. Instead of, I have this gift and I'm going to use it to build my own financial stability or my own success.
Right. To benefit,
do you know what I mean?
Yourself,
like, it's
right.
Yeah, exactly. That's mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking is, if we just had it to just focus on, I'm going to use my gifts and talents to help the community, help others. That's the main focus. I feel like in the end, the rest of it take care of itself.
Right. Right. I agree. And that's one thing. I think that's why I personally can thrive here, because I have that same giving personality. And so just to work and be a part of a community, a facility that give so much. And that's usually, you know, that's always been one of the first things that you ever consider when we're doing something. How can I give back? Not, there's never been a time where the first idea that's come to your mind is how can this benefit us? You always.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I just want to challenge everybody to think. It's like, you know, when an opportunity strikes, what's the first thought that comes to your mind? You know what I mean? Like, is it, how is this going to help me? Mm-hmm. Or is this opportunity going to help others?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's how I always view it. Is I try to view it as, how is this going to help the people that I have the privilege to work with or be in front of or be surrounded with, instead of like, what am I going to get? I to me, that switch needs to flip a little bit. I feel like a lot of us, right?
Oh yeah.
Think in terms of, how is this going to benefit me? How is this going to help my career, you know,
right,
financial situation, blah, blah, blah. Like, I get it. Like, you know, you got to take care of your family. So you got to take care of your finances. You got to look at your career. The more you advance, it's going to help the people closest to you. Understand all that. But at the underlying issue is, you're looking at your self perspective instead of other perspective. Then I think pausing to think is like, why am I thinking this way is important. I'm not saying like that's right or wrong. That's not the point. But I think if we all can get on the level of like, how can I utilize this opportunity to help others?
Right.
It's a really important mindset.
Absolutely. I think too, like when I look at some of my favorite days, it's days that I've been able to help others and they've benefited, you know, it's not necessarily what I've done for myself, like just to be able to help people through those things. But it is important. I will backtrack a little bit because some people who are listening, there's a lot of people out there who give and give and give and give and give, but also don't take care of themselves in the process. And that's really important. And I think that's where you have that nice balance where it works so well, because you do take care of yourself and you do, you know, you make sure you're taking care of your family and your staff and your dancers, but also you're taking care of you through all of that, which is super important.
Absolutely. I think the point that you just mentioned is really important. Don't just give until you're empty, right? Like in the same time, like the act of giving needs to be fulfilling to you.
Yes.
I think that's the important part. Is I think back to the darkest moments in my life, not just this recent episode, but in the times where I was like, you know, emotionally or mentally struggling, I always go to what can I do to give to somebody?
Right.
You know, whether it's a random act of kindness, like paying, like small acts, like paying for a coffee for somebody that's behind you.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Or just spending the extra time to like sit down with a kid and just talking, you know, giving of your time. 'Cause it doesn't always have to be financial when you're considering the giving, you know?
Right.
Those are the things that brings me back to that brighter side, gives me the extra boost to say, you know what, I do have a value in this world. I do have a place in this world,
right?
Because that act of giving is fulfilling my heart and fulfilling my need of feeling like, yes, I am important here.
Right.
I think what you're mentioning is like just giving because you're being asked to give and you continuously give,
right?
And then you realize you're getting bitter because you feel like you're not receiving anything in return.
Right. Or people start to take advantage of you. Yeah. So that's where that nice balance comes in here where, you have to take care of yourself first and then you can benefit everybody else.
It's a mindset thing. And it's also like a balance, right? Like there needs to be that balance. Like you're right. Like we can't always give, give, give. I am always careful when somebody like on the staff is so giving over their time and stuff like that. I always check in with them and be like, hey, like, are you sure this isn't too much? Like,
right.
How can we make sure that the time that you're giving to the studio is worth, you know, what you're giving, to make sure that it's balanced out. And that balance is, you know, individual. So you have to kind of have to know yourself to know the value of your time,
right?
Which comes back to the point of self-worth, right?
Right.
Speaking of self-worth, like, the thing that I've always struggled with, because I always say, like, I'm not a really good business person. I'm not. Like, I'm not, you know, I don't make decisions based on how is this going to benefit the studio or how is this going to benefit me personally?
Right.
Right. A lot of the business books and business talks are based off of that. Mm-hmm. How do you grow your company from a small business to a corporate?
Right.
Or how do you go from 10 employees to 100 employees? Because the more employees you have, the more beneficial it is for you. Like, that's not the mindset that I possess.
Right.
You know, that's not the mindset I operate under.
Mm-hmm.
So those kind of numbers game doesn't really attract me. But because of that, I've also struggled with understanding this concept of self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't, if I don't want to, or if I don't feel the need to, I don't need to do things for free.
Right.
Right. Or somebody comes to you and it's a service that maybe we don't typically offer, but it's a service that we can if we wanted to.
Right.
For example, like we get a lot of requests for like, hey, can you choreograph a wedding dance?
Okay.
Or yeah, I actually, yeah. And then now that we have a ballroom instructor, I just kind of refer it out. But sometimes, you know, I get referrals and then I'm like, how much would it be? I'm like, I don't know. Like, right. Why don't you come in and we'll figure it out? You know, like, and not saying that I'm promoting this, you know, that's
right.
Not, but it's one of those things. It's like, that's the last thing that I think about.
Right.
But on the flip side of that is if I do that for free, I'm giving my time to somebody else.
Right.
The time that could be spent somewhere else.
Right.
I may be stealing time away from my family
mm-hmm.
by giving that for free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those things. It's like I have to really start to think in terms of, okay, how much is my time worth? Because if I say yes to one thing, I'm saying no to the other.
Right.
If somebody told me that in that way and it hit me hard, it's like, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
If I say yes to work, I'm saying no to family.
Right.
In that moment. I'm not saying I'm doing that all the time.
Right.
But in any decision that we make, when we say yes to one thing, we're saying most likely saying no to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to think that way, you know, like the perspective shifts. In terms of like, okay, what do I really value in this moment? Where is the missing link right now? You know, like what is the thing that's most important for me to spend time on
mm-hmm.
To make sure that I am spending my time valuably?
Right. I'm sure you have a very different perspective on family time right now, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Through everything that you understand the value of that better than most of us, really. Yeah, that's a hard concept for me, too, because I'm a giver.
Yeah.
That's how I fill my bucket, if you've ever heard that saying, by giving. But, yeah, I can definitely deplete myself by doing that, too.
So, when you get to that point, like, how do you know that you're depleting yourself? What are, like, some telltale signs for you?
Well, I start to get frustrated, depending on the situation. It depends, you know, when you start to feel like you're being taken advantage of, you know, I pick up on that very easily. Like, oh, now it's become expected that this is what I'll do. Myself personally, I can tell I'm getting like frustrated, maybe a little angry with the situation. You know, maybe now I'm at a point where I have to give up things for my family because I've given so much. It's hard to say no. It's hard to backtrack. So setting boundaries is something just I've learned just in the past few years how to really set boundaries and do what is good for you while still, you know, doing things that benefit others.
And when you feel like you're off balance, right, mm-hmm. like you're feeling depleted, what's like the best way to get back to where you want to be?
Well, it's being honest with yourself and maybe the other person too, you mm-hmm. know, really just stepping back and saying, you know, I can't do this anymore, or, you know, I can do this now, but not then. Putting those things that are important in my life first.
It sounds so cheesy to say, but like learning to say no is a skill in itself.
Oh, it is, absolutely. Yeah. And it definitely, I mean, it's gotten easier with age. All of that they say is totally true. When you get older, you start to see what's more important. But
uh-huh.
yeah, I mean, when my kids were younger, I said yes to everything. And then I found out, you know, because I was running the book fair, I was missing out on, you know, spending the time in the gymnasium with my kids while I was out running the book fair or what, you know, whatever it was. Being on the home and school, you're missing out on the actual activities because you're busy running everything. So yeah.
Now, I mean, I definitely struggle with that too. It's so hard. Like the prime example I can give you is like, you know, a lot of people want sponsorships for like their teams and like fundraisers that they're doing. And if I had unlimited funds, I'd be more than happy to give it away.
Yes.
Continuously give it away. But the reality is we can't.
Right.
You know?
I know a lot of small businesses struggle with that.
Yeah.
Also.
It's one prime example of like, you know, we want to say yes, but we can't.
Right.
And then there's one thing when like a kid that trains here and then I see all the time, or like a dancer who's been with us like 5-6 years come and ask, like, of course.
Right.
We'd love to help you and support you in other activities and other sports that you're involved in. But like some random stranger off the street, just because we're a business, comes asking, it's just, number one, it just kind of feels rude.
Right.
Right. It just feels like you're just asking us because we're a business. Like that's... And the flip side of it is like, oh, we'll advertise your name and blah, blah, blah. But the reality of the situation is there is no return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
Name recognition, sure. But like nobody has ever come in and say, oh, you know what? You sponsored my right. my child's team, so I'm here. Or like I saw you sponsored this X and Y, X, Y teams and that, and I recognize your name and that's why we came in. Like that's not usually how it works. So it's, you know... I don't mind giving away, you know, fundraising events for people that's closest to us or people who are in our community asking for donations. Like, that's not a problem at all. It's just like, you know, it's like a relationship and a communication. It's got to be a two-way street.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we want in this world is, like, before we ask something, we got to be willing to spend time, right? And it's true about, like, with ourselves, too, is we need to be honest with ourselves before we even get to the conversation of self-worth and self-confidence, because without knowing who we are as individuals, you can't have those deeper assessment or conversation within yourself,
right?
And really have an honest response or honest answer moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a tough concept. I think as I sit here and I think about self-confidence and self-worth, I can't say that I have it down 100%. You know what I mean? It's not like I've listened to like podcasts talking about like this is, you know, you got to know your self-worth and this is how you go about it. And I still sit here and think about like, how do you be so confident in that?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like how, like you're like making $100,000 per speaking engagement because of who you are. Like I, you know, it's not who I am. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just like one of those, I know they're trying to be relatable and teachable and these skills and assets and whatever, and to make sure that we don't short sell ourselves. But it's hard. I think part of it is because we care about other people so much that the amount we ask, I don't want that to put somebody under or put them in a difficult situation.
Right.
Case in point, how much we charge or we ask for tuition for our dance program.
Yes.
Like,
anytime
me and you have a financial conversation about like, let's raise the membership price, it's a tug of war.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like we, and within our hearts, we know we kind of need to. But it's still a struggle and be like, oh, I don't want that to like affect people to not be able to come and dance with us or train with us because we're asking more in terms of that. And I know it's an investment in their self or in their future or their kids. And it's a great way to look at it. At the same time, you know, when I've watched my wife work 3 jobs just to be able to afford Alex's dance classes.
Right.
It's really hard for me to say, let's charge X amount for our dance classes because we're so worth it.
Right.
So that it's that balance of like, what do I feel comfortable with charging?
I just had that same exact conversation with a client the other day.
Did you?
Who said, you need to charge more for personal training. And it's that same exact balance thing where you know what we do and our, you know, our knowledge and what we provide is top notch. But we want to be able to provide it to people. So, yeah.
And so Corey and I have this conversation too, because Corey has a similar mindset in terms of like, I don't want to ask for too much money for what we offer.
Right.
But then she was like, you know, I've been watching these, you know, her photographers that she follows. She's like, there's this dead spot of when you don't charge enough, but and you're charging too little of or a little bit more than what people consider to be cheap, but not too much that people consider you to be expensive. There's this dead spot of where people don't seek your services because people wonder what is wrong with them that they're undercharging.
Yes.
Right. And you also, when you charge too little, people question why is this so cheap?
Right.
So there's this fine balance of it's such a struggle.
It is.
It's really hard. And this is exactly why I say I'm not a really good business person, because I think a really good business person will be very cutthroat. Right. It's just.
Right. The thing about you, though, you seek out people to help you do the business things that you need to do, because you recognize that. And that's huge.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's still tough. It's so much of me is ingrained in the business itself.
Right.
Right. And then I know the people who work for us, they have a similar philosophy, similar understanding, similar approach. That's why they come and work for us. So I'm very delicate and it's a delicate balance.
Right.
And I'm very, very careful in terms of making sure we stay in line with who we say we are.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. I'm interested, back to the beginning when you were talking about since you were hospitalized and everything, how you kind of looked at self-worth in a different way. Do you see the difference now in yourself and what you do? Can you recognize that?
Yeah. So I guess one area I can share with you is those Facebook posts that was coming along, when I was in the hospital and what I share on the social media platform. So I post a lot. I've always been the one to post a lot. Mm-hmm. But there's always been an internal struggle of whether should I post this, should I not? Always constantly wondering, who am I to be saying this kind of stuff? Who am I to be sharing this stuff?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because anytime I share in hopes of relating to somebody that's going through a similar situation or similar fields.
Right.
Because I truly, deeply believe that sometimes we don't need to know the individual to feel I'm not alone.
No, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's just great to feel what I'm going through is not abnormal and somebody else is going through something similar. And in that moment, you find relief.
Right.
And so it's always been from that angle that I share.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, whoa, look at me. Look what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? That's never been the angle.
Mm-hmm.
But after I woke up, I just felt this urge to want to share. Because I think going back to the initial point of what I wrote, part of the reason why I shared was because I wanted to help others, right? I wanted to, there's multiple reasons. One, I wanted to make sure I express my gratitude for the support and love of the community that I felt.
Right.
And also, two, I felt like I had a platform now to share. By sharing my journey, I can bring people together. And to me, there's no greater thing I can do as a person that's more rewarding than uniting people.
Right.
And uniting people doesn't mean we all agree on the same topic all the time.
Right.
Uniting people means we have a deep understanding of each other to a point where disagreements are okay.
Right.
Right. But at the end of the day, we can say, hey, we're cool. We love each other. We're good. You know what I mean? To me, that's so good.
Right.
And that's what's been missing in our society for the most recent years. You know what I mean? It's just little things will create friction and damage relationship that it doesn't need to.
Right.
So I felt like I had a platform to maybe help people connect or help people foster that deep relationship to a point where they're willing to have conversations or willing to have an opportunity or chance to look at themselves and say, how can I apply this?
Right.
And how is this, what of what he wrote can I apply to my life now?
Mm-hmm.
And just even the thought triggering statements or questions, you know what I mean? That was my hope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I felt okay to share. I think right now, social media gets a bad rap. Because so many people misuse it. But on the flip side, there are tons of people, using it for the right reason.
Right.
And I want to be one of those people who's using it for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a purpose behind that. I just haven't been able to focus down narrowly on one particular thing to have like an actual platform.
Right.
But I'm just kind of sharing what comes to my mind and heart. And that's been my approach. And so in that essence, I feel like I have something to share.
Mm-hmm.
So in that essence, my self-worth has kind of gotten better.
Sure.
But that's only a one dimension of self-worth, right?
Right, like
that's,
right.
It's a multi-dimensional, multi-layered topic. But in that essence, I think it's gotten stronger.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Would you do it from the outside perspective? How do you view it?
The same. Absolutely. Yeah. It was incredible to me to see how everybody cared and what it did for everyone. I mean, it got people talking. People were coming to the gym and saying, you know, I went through this with so-and-so, or, you know, so it did. It really, really reached a lot of people and got people talking, got people really thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think it's important too, what you said about self-worth and multidimensional, because I've heard so many times people say, well, if they have this, why aren't they happy? Or, you know, why aren't they this because they have that? And it's so true. You can really find your self-worth in one area, but be struggling in another. And mm-hmm. that's what so many people are going through. And we see that every day in the gym, in our dance program, you know, with our kids, with our families, you know, that there's a lot involved when you're dealing with your own self-worth and where it comes from. And
I think it's one of the, you know, it's easy to just focus on one element or like, oh yeah, I got to get better about how I view my self-worth.
Right.
But really that's like a very bland statement to mm-hmm. me. I think the way we should approach these things that if we recognize it's an area of an improvement mm-hmm. is like, how do I grow from where I am to just a little bit better?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I think we get so wrapped up in this drastic change, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if we really think about it, that's the way a lot of us approach different dimensions of life.
Right.
But if we just take it and say, you know what? I'm not too happy with how I view myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to try to make a little change so I view myself a little bit better.
Right.
You know what I mean? So instead of, you know, doing free gigs 5 times a year, maybe I'll do 4 instead.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a little bit better. And I'm asking for money from 1 instead of, you know,
right.
0.
Yes.
Or, you know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff is mm-hmm. just like a practical example wise. Because, you know, in that example, going from, yeah, I'm going to do free 5 gigs to I'm not going to do any free gigs. It's like, you know, it's a pretty drastic change.
Yes.
You know, I get what you're trying to do, but I don't know if that's realistic and if that aligns with how you feel.
Right.
You know, because I'm always the one to kind of honor how I feel. Like if you feel yicky about something,
yes.
usually you're pretty spot on in terms of being in sync with what your values are.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's a huge part of self-worth too, going mm-hmm. with those feelings instead of what other people are trying to get you to feel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Listen to your gut because it's usually right.
Yes. Absolutely. 100%. So we're already at a half an hour mark.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, we can.
Yeah.
These are great topics.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep being in sync, dupes, and then we'll continue our conversations on different topics. And listeners, if you have any suggestions on things that we want us to talk about.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know. We'll be releasing every episode every Monday from here on out. We got some great guests, but you and I will be talking every other week mm-hmm. to just kind of
chit-chat
about different topics and keep going. And I'm looking forward to our next conversation.
Me too.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye, everyone.